And I think what I'd love to do is maybe something a bit unique. One thing I love to work with is crystals. Now, maybe that nobody's sitting there right now with a crystal in their hand, but you know, we have the gift of our fifth dimensional imagination. So I'd love you
I have a
to.
crystal right here, and I'm putting in my hand. Okay, I'm
Fantastic.
ready.
So if anybody's got a crystal, grab it, and if not, just imagine you've got a crystal, a beautiful crystal in your hand. And one of my favorite crystals to work with is clear quartz. So just if it's clear quartz, Susan, that's absolutely great. If it's not, it's also perfect. But one thing I love to do, so man, if you have to imagine you've got a crystal, just hold it in your hand and move it around and just get to know it. Maybe close your eyes. It's always obviously good to close your eyes. Get to know it. Just feel if there's any nooks and crannies in it, any little glitches that you connect with, and see if you can find one. I'll do it with you, Susan, so you can tell me as you move it around in your hand. Just to see if you find a little glitch that, you know, when you touch it with your thumb or your finger, you go, oh, okay, that's an interesting little part of the crystal. Something you'd never notice if you were just actually just looking and observing it. So have you found a little piece of it? Is it a smooth one or is it a more natural one? Okay. So as you hold that crystal, if you found that little glitch, just imagine now as we do some breathing. So I like to do heart breathing. Heart breathing is where we're going to breathe in through our mouth and we're going to breathe out through our mouth. But we're going to breathe in very gently. And as we breathe in, we're going to notice the air going down our windpipe and it's going to just surround our heart beautifully. So let's all breathe in together. And just feel that beautiful cool air surrounding your heart. And then we can release that air back through our mouth. And as we do it again, let's imagine ourselves breathing in love and surrounding our heart with love. And as we breathe out, we're going to breathe out all of our fears and all of our worries. So let's just do it again. Breathe in some love. Feel it in your chest. Feel it surrounding your heart. And then just relax on the out breath, seeing all your fears and all your worries being released. And let's do it again. Back out. And if we put all of our focus and all of our attention to our heart and just notice the feeling that it has, that nice cool feeling, that feeling of love that resonates in everyone's heart, let's just put our attention to that for a moment. Let's do another breath in with love. Notice that little glitch. And what we're going to do is really an exciting thing to do. We're going to go down our arm, we're going to take our mind, our imagination, down our finger or down our thumb to that glitch on the side or wherever on the crystal. We're going to go inside the crystal. And as we go inside the crystal, we just become aware. How amazing and how different it is inside the crystal. Just notice the energy, notice the feeling in your body right now, that feeling of love in your heart surrounding you completely. You are love itself inside of the crystal. And just notice the walls of the crystal and the
shining down on you like you're a film star on the stage. You're basking in the light from the center of the top of the crystal. And just notice how you feel right now, basking in that light. Now, inside the crystal is a very special space. Magic and miracles always happen inside of a crystal. So today we're going to go somewhere special on a special journey inside the crystal. And we're going to go to a room that it resides inside the crystal called the manifesting room. So as we bask in the light, maybe we can just bring to our awareness if there's anything we'd love to manifest. What would it be today? What would you love to manifest right now? Because that's what we're going to do. So here we are inside the crystal. And we're going to walk over to the wall of the crystal. We're going to put our hand against the wall. And as we touch the wall gently, magically, a door opens. Taking in